September 2, Christ the Mighty Conqueror. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. When Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted, he was led by the Spirit of God. By going into the wilderness, he did not invite temptation, but Satan knew that the Savior had gone there, and he thought it the best time to approach him. Christ went to the wilderness to be alone, to contemplate his mission and work. He had taken the steps which every sinner must take in conversion, repentance, and baptism. He himself had no sins of which to repent, and therefore he had no sins to wash away, but he was our example in all things, and therefore he must do that which he would have us do. Christ fasted and prayed, bracing himself for the blood-stained path which he must travel. He was the Son of the eternal God, but as man's surety he must meet and resist every temptation with which man is assailed. With the terrible weight of the sins of the world upon him, he withstood the fearful test upon appetite, upon the love of the world, and upon the love of display that leads to presumption. If Christ's soldiers look faithfully to their captain for their orders, success will attend their warfare against the enemy, no matter how they may be beset. In the end, they will be triumphant. Their infirmities may be many, their sins great, their ignorance seemingly insurmountable, but if they realize their weakness and look to Christ for aid, he will be their efficiency. If they avail themselves of his power, their characters will be transformed. They will be surrounded with an atmosphere of light and holiness. Through his merits and imparted power, they will be more than conquerors. Supernatural help will be given them, enabling them in their weakness to do the deeds of omnipotence. By faith, they are to look calmly upon every foe, exclaiming, "We fight the good fight of faith under the command of an omnipotent power. Because he lives, we shall live also. Through Jesus, we may withstand all the fiery darts of the enemy."